All right. So, mate, you're back for round two. Some bonus questions that I've got for you. So, okay, what is your go-to order at a restaurant in your hometown or your home in your home suburb where you live? What's your favorite thing to order?
Salad.
Salad. Love it. Any particular salad in
No, just a green salad, garden salad.
Just a green garden salad. You're reminding me of the incredible tomatoes and cucumbers that I had in Kurdistan region. I mean, pretty much every day we ate.
That's it.
Tamata.
A bit of
salt.
And salt and a bit of oil and lemon and Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle. I love that. Fanny's your aunt. What is something that you're just curious about right now?
Oh, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Yeah, I know. It's like, I think you're like the third or fourth guest that that has said coronavirus, because like who knows what is going to happen?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. It's very, you don't know. That's it.
Yeah.
They keep on saying there is a, you know, a vaccine. There isn't. There is one. There's Russia's made one. Mm. There's his one. So it's all in the dark.
Right. What is something I should have asked you but I didn't?
I think you've asked everything.
Like, you've done enough. What should I have asked you but I didn't? No, that's all right. There's nothing that comes to mind.
No, nothing.
Okay. Nothing else you really wanted to say?
No, I think
covered it all.
I think we've covered it all. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, what's something you failed at recently?
Oh, failed. Jeez. Yeah. Oh gosh. I don't think I failed so far.
That's awesome. I mean, it could be as simple as I don't know. Even I'm struggling to answer. It's either there's too many things. Like I certainly failed at parenting my children the other day. I certainly dropped the ball there. I was supposed to be looking after put my kids in the bathtub. My 2-year-old, who is just, you take your eyes off him for 2 seconds, and he's got his hand on the hot water he's turning it, and you're like, oh my goodness, you gotta be quick. But
so far
you're good. Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's, I don't know, but I can't remember. I can't think of anything.
It's hard when you put on the spot. It's either there's too many you can't choose, or well, let's move right along. What country, and I have a sneaking suspicion, but you never know, what country would you live in other than the one you're in right now, Australia?
I wouldn't mind living in Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The food?
The food, yes. It's even though I've never been there, though.
Really?
Maybe you second, maybe it would be, you know, I would love to go back to Kobani and see how the situation is.
Yeah.
Like far, far away.
Like all things right now, lots of things are uncertain. Any of that could happen. Yeah, I'm sure. What do you wish you'd known when you started out in your career in journalism?
Well, journalism is a big, wide thing. You know, there are many things that you can learn off it. But when I started, with a small radio, radio station. I was being taught, So I don't know, Tim. I'm not good at these things. I don't know.
No, I mean, I think that's a good thing, that you would wish you knew how wide and broad and big it was, right? I mean, maybe going into it, you just thought, oh, this is it.
But because let's put it this way, I've always wanted to become a journalist, you know, and ever since I was young, wanted to become a journalist so I can, you know, be the voice.
To be the voice of others,
you know, to bring reality, not journalism, that is, you know, just bring reality, report reality.
I love that. That's awesome. I wish we talked more about that, why you got into journalism. That would have been really, really good. But for those that get the bonus content, they get it. Who is someone you've looked up to or has inspired you?
Well, obviously my uncle, he's inspired me. Of course, my dad, my mum, but my uncle, from Kurdish wise, you know, teaching Kurdish, you know, guiding me in the right way, how to speak, how to read and write Kurdish. You know, he taught me to an extent my journalism, you know, put me in the right, taught me a lot. I've learnt a lot from him.
Wow. Yeah. Is he still with us?
Yes, he is, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Wow, what an incredible person to look up to. And the last question, and it goes along with the theme of the podcast, when you think of justice, why does justice matter to you?
Justice is a big word. You know, if there is no justice, there is no fairness in the world. So justice is to prove that there is justice is fairness, you know. It's fairness, that's what I look at it.
I think
do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I do. I can hear it, and it's makes me think of are we not all human, have the same heart, the same desire, and why do we treat others less than others?
So we have to be like, justice is treating everybody the same.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, not to differentiate between, you know. Yeah, justice is fairness, treating everyone the same way.
And I love how you said just before, you want to be the voice for others, and it to me that really speaks. You know, there are others that aren't treated fairly and that don't have a voice, and I can see that in you, that you want to use your voice to bring reality to them, but also to represent them as well.
As much as they can.
Well, you're doing it. It's honored to know you. And hey, let's keep in touch. Okay, I'd love to
for sure to
chat with you again soon. And I'm really glad we got to do this extended talk and it to be about you and not about me. I'm really grateful for that.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kindness.
Yeah. You're a gift. All right. Have a great rest of your week. Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you, and have a great day.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.